White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit. Only 100 calories and 2 grams of carbs. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. White Claw Seltzer Works, 2020 Chicago. Visit whiteclaw.com for full nutritional information.
Austin 360 Radio, it's Amy and Whitney with you. A new week.
Clapping.
I like it. The beginning of the week, it's still hot, but not as hot.
It's not as hot.
I mean,
today,
it's crazy.
Like,
it 94.
Right. It's like 95 in
You're
my
like,
car.
You're like, oh, I can handle that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've both been away. We got to get out of the heat. You were in Hawaii.
Only did I like the well, there's a lot of wind in Hawaii, but the temperature is always like between 80. Like 70 and 85.
Right.
And it was glorious. But when you go somewhere, when you go in a place, it's not freezing freaking cold when you go inside. So I would brace myself when we would walk indoors and thinking it was going to be freezing. It's not. It was like pleasant.
Right.
Pleasant outside. It was pleasant inside. And I was like, oh, this is wonderful. Because here, I get
it's
jarred.
One extreme to the other.
Oh, my God.
I agree.
Have to carry a jacket with me everywhere.
Definitely.
I
know. I was in Los Angeles with the same type of situation. The weather is always really nice. It was a low 70s. Actually, in the morning, it was probably in the 60s. And then it got to be a high of 84. And what I found was interesting is that 84 felt cold to me. I was like, ooh, I need a jacket. You know, it's like
I had to have a jacket like on the beach and
on
a boat and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. You forget. I do that in Mexico. I forget that it's actually breezy.
Mm-hmm.
And you need something. You think it's just going to be sweltering hot. Well, how was your travel experience? You know, because we've been talking about it. The airport's all crazy and nuts. People are canceling flights or, you know, the airlines are. It's been, from what we've read, a hassle. Did you have any trouble?
I flew nonstop direct. Hawaiian Airlines has a nonstop direct from Austin to Honolulu.
So, nice.
So I did that on purpose because I knew all the stuff that was going on right now. And our flight there was delayed. Something happened in Honolulu. So it was delayed a couple hours. But
was this an early morning flight?
Too bad. It's like 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Something like that. And so we were supposed to get in at like 1:30 their time. It was like 3:30 instead. And it was fine. That didn't cause us any problems. In fact, it was a little bit better. I get paranoid, though, that like I'm reading it wrong or something, you know.
Right. Did you get an alert before you got to the airport?
Yeah.
And then you waited.
And we waited before.
See, I get nervous because I'm like, what if they change it back and then I'm not there?
I know.
But at least you got it.
Super paranoid. I actually called Hawaiian Airlines and everything because I'm like that. And
yes.
Anyway, though, it was fine. So I didn't have any problems, but I know that there's so much going on. Did you?
No, I actually, knock on wood, have not had any issues. Some of my other friends have been delayed or canceled flights, and it's been a nightmare. We, again, it was direct to LA, didn't have a problem.
Airline?
We were flying Delta.
Okay.
And they've been one of the problem airlines. An American, I've
any
flown
of the
American.
Big ones, really. Mainly American and
but
Delta.
But what I have noticed is that they're all overselling the flights, which they've always done, I think, but I've been hearing more lately. Like now when you check in, they give you the option right away of like, hey, if we need someone, I don't know if you had this.
To dip out?
Yeah. If we need somebody to give up their seats, what would you take? And it made me laugh because it's a $200, $300, $400, $500 voucher. Who's going to click the $200
right.
when the $500 is an option? It's like we should all get together right now. Everybody that's listening, don't ever check the $200. Let's at least all agree we don't do anything until $500.
Right.
So then they don't, you know, because I know in the past.
They don't lowball.
Right. Because some people will take the $200 and then they still need people to give up their seats. And so they'll bump it up. So that did happen. Like they were asking for people to give up their seats and go on a later flight. I've never taken that option because I'm usually traveling with kids and it's a set amount of time. If I was traveling by myself, like back home or something, you know, after being on a trip, maybe, I don't know. But I was thinking about it because yesterday when we were Sunday when we were flying, they were trying to get people off and I was with one kid and we didn't really, except for work, I didn't have anything that I absolutely had to get back for. And luckily, we work in an environment where they are a little flexible. We can do things remotely. Mm-hmm. So it would have been an okay time for us to do it. But even at $500, I was like, I'd rather just get home.
Yeah.
You know? So I think they've been having that trouble a lot. I went online just to see like what people, you know, I don't know. I was curious and I always like love Google. So I Googled some stuff. And I don't know if you heard this story, but Delta had to go to $10,000. $10,000 to give up your seats.
I'd do that.
I would do that in 2 seconds.
I would too.
Okay. Not everybody did. They still didn't. I mean, they
people
still
were still
did.
Like pass.
Yes, exactly. So I found this article.
Is it Delta dollars pass?
Right. No, this is what, and I don't know what the $10,000 thing was. Maybe it was I think what they're doing now, at least this weekend when they were asking people to give up their seats, it's not credit on the airline. It's a gift card.
Damn.
That you can use. So it's not even $500 towards another flight. It's $500.
Wow.
So apparently this was a domestic flight out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, which I mean, obviously I'm judging people, but I'm like, wouldn't everyone there want the $10,000? And this tech columnist, he writes for Inc. magazine, and he was on the plane. He was on this flight.
Wow.
And the crew was looking for 8 volunteers because they had oversold and they were offering them $10,000. This guy was with 7 other people, but for some reason they didn't I guess before it reached 10,000, some of them went on other flights. So I don't really know why, but he said, we didn't take it because we wanted to all stay together.
Wow.
But 8 people, they were offering $80,000 to change the flight. In my mind, I'd be like, just don't oversell. And then you don't lose $80,000.
I don't understand the concept of overselling.
I don't either.
At all.
I guess there's a lot of people that just don't show up.
That's crazy. No, there's not. They're all showing up. Who doesn't show up?
I don't know.
That's so weird.
It is so bizarre to me. And honestly, in this article, it doesn't really... I think only 4 people accepted the offer.
Damn.
$10,000?
Well, so what'd they do with the other 4 people?
I would eat like a dead raccoon on the road for $10,000.
No, you wouldn't.
A bite. I would taste it. I would lick it. I would lick it for $10,000. So for 8 people, they couldn't find 8 people. That blows my mind.
Mine too.
And so, so when I was waiting and they were offering, you know, we need some people, I was waiting. It was like, okay, Campbell, we won't do it for $500. But if it gets into double digit thousands,
yeah,
we're in. 10,000.
10,000.
Just kills me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on. Just don't oversell.
Just don't.
Don't oversell.